Now we have letters to the evening news. This week people have written in about the ongoing traffic chaos, the City Academy, a poor bus service and the delights of the city for tourists.
The wobbles in the fortunes of City Academy have a familiar ring, according to Dr. Thurman of Norwich. This school and its predecessor, Earlham High School, have experienced many ups and downs during the time I've known them. As a governor for 20 years, up to the time of the transition to academy status, and more recently as a concerned observer. The constant factors have been 1. Staff, the great majority of whom, despite high turnover, are hard-working and dedicated to the education and well-being of their students. And 2. Students from a limited catchment area with more than its fair share of social problems. These two groups have worked in a variety of regimes: comprehensive high school, sports college, academy, and under a variety of heads and inspection methods. There have been good, indifferent, and bad exam results and Ofsted reports, usually in a cycle of around 7 to 10 years. The school's best periods usually follow events such as the recruitment of an inspiring new head or the achievement of a new status, sports college or academy, which injects new resources and raises morale. The chronic difficulty has always been to sustain improvement. Changes in leadership and in government education policy can be beneficial, but can also blow a vulnerable school off course. This has happened more than once. A stable environment in which to flourish would help, and a wider catchment area with students from NR2 and NR4 alongside those from NR5 could benefit everyone. Whatever the future, good quality high school provision located in or very near Earlham is essential.
GW and A. Sylvester of Brundle comment on ongoing traffic problems in the city. Regarding recent letters that have highlighted the disastrous state of the road system, engineered by our esteemed City Council Planning Department, it seems they will not be content until the whole of our city centre is off limits to the very people who bring economic viability to the businesses there, the motorists. The majority of people cannot do business in the city via a bike or on a bus, and now we learn that bus passenger travel is way down on last year, but still these carbon-spilling monsters, far more polluting than most cars, have all the route perks, bus lanes, bus-only access, etc., etc., but often only have a smattering of passengers. When are the major players in the city, Debenhams, M&S, Gerald and Wetherspoon, going to wake up?
Where has it all gone wrong? Asks Miss L. Brown of New Cossey. I catch the buses every day from the city to New Cossey, numbers 24 and 23. It's a nightmare. Sometimes they don't turn up, they're nearly always late, and the drivers are so grumpy that some don't even speak. The buses are full of rubbish, and the city itself is awful, with too many cars and too many roadworks. What has happened to our fine city?
By contrast, Carol and Derek Lane from Devon think we have a wonderful city. Having just returned from a few days in Norwich, may we say just how lovely your city is. There is the wonderful cathedral, the river and the walking on offer away from the traffic. Then there are the medieval remains, the magnificent railway station, the beautiful trees everywhere, and the people. Everyone was so friendly and so helpful, going out of their way to show us where we needed to go. We live in a beautiful part of the world, but I don't think our tourists would be as warmly welcomed as we were in Norwich. Thank you, Norwich. We will be back.
The final word in our letters section comes from F. Burns of Norwich. Lots of people are moaning about the state of the city's roads at present, but I think some of them need to get some perspective. They should thank God that they live here and weren't born in Syria or Yemen. Those people have endured hell on earth in recent times and have seen their lives and loved ones obliterated. Just try and be grateful for what you've got. Count your blessings.